City of Batesville is placing new recreational trails throughout the city. Known as the Batesville Greenway, several trails weave through different parts of town and connect different sites together. Director of Batesville's Parks and Recreation Department, Jeff Owens, explains.
The Batesville Greenway is, a lot of people are going to look at it as purely as a recreational trail, but it's basically a 10-foot wide asphalt trail that it connects points of interest along, you know, along the length of the trail within the city. This particular trail, phase one, connected the hospital with a local park, one of the historic cemeteries, and a recreational baseball fields and whatnot. Phase two is connecting, going ahead and adding on to the end of that and connecting down with Riverside Park, the White River, and the Batesville Municipal Golf Course.
Ribbon cutting for the second phase of the trails takes place tomorrow morning at 11 at 1830 Cheney Drive, which is close to Fitzhugh Park. Owen says in the future there will be a phase three.
In the grand scheme of things, what we would like the next phase to go ahead and tie into the public schools, the Batesville Junior High School and the high school, because we're about to build a new community center and aquatics facility at the current Fitzhugh Park site, and it would give the students a safe avenue to walk, ride bicycles, you know, any type of non-motorized transportation that would allow them to get safely to the community centers. And then, you know, grand scheme, we want to tie all of our parks and the downtown area together by this trail. It's hopefully not just going to get used for, you know, running and riding a bicycle for recreation, but long term, hopefully people are going to start looking at it as an alternative means of transportation.
And Owens tells why this is needed in Batesville.
One, it is to increase the safe places that people can go and try to pursue healthy lifestyle activities such as running, walking, riding a bicycle, rollerblading, if that's what you choose. It is also a means that if people don't want to use a vehicle for transportation or they can't afford to use a vehicle for transportation, it gives someone a safe avenue that you can get from point A to point B, retail centers, medical, whatnot, and not have to walk down, you know, the side of the road where, you know, it's ultimately a little bit more dangerous to be walking down the side of the road than a separate trail that's, you know, a good distance away from the road or is just off by itself.
The Batesville Greenway is funded through the Recreational Trails Grant Program of the Arkansas Highway Transportation Department. It's an 80-20 match, and that 80% of the money comes from the state, the remaining 20% comes from the city. According to Owens, the Greenway is worth the money because he says the trails will attract more people to Batesville.
What studies have shown about greenways is that the younger generation, when looking for homes and places that they want to live and go raise families, they start looking at places that have these recreational facilities or the opportunity that these greenways are there, and it's showing a progressive town that is looking for, you know, the opportunities to give the quality of life for the residents of that town.
And Owen says the trails are part of an aggressive plan to move Batesville forward.
The city of Batesville is becoming a very, you know, progressive town when it's taking a look at its recreation facilities, and we have a master plan in place to do, you know, $25 million worth of recreational improvements over the next 3 years. So it's, you know, we're moving forward with that and trying to add a quality of life to Batesville that hasn't been here.
And Owens tells what he would like to see over the next 5 to 10 years.
One, we're building a new community center and aquatics park that is not just, you know, the community center is going to allow us to have more meeting space and whatnot so that we can develop a sense of community. And on a small scale, bring in some convention-type meetings to hopefully increase some tourism dollars is there. We're rebuilding baseball facilities and youth softball facilities to try to generate some tournaments to, once again, drive some tourism in this town. Not only drive the tourism, but give a quality place for the kids to play here, that youth baseball and youth softball are becoming big business, and we see all of our kids traveling everywhere else, and we need to keep some of them at home and reduce some of those costs as well. So the mayor and the city council here are thinking outside the box and trying to do some things to increase tourism in this town, but also at the same time improve the quality of life of the citizens here. So I think Batesville is going to be a growing community over the next 5-10 years.
That's Jeff Owens. The ribbon cutting for the second phase of the Batesville Greenway takes place at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning at 1830 Cheney Drive, and the public is invited to attend.